So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom, and I am stoked to be back with you today for another awesome show. We've all heard of activists, and in this day and age, it tends to have a negative connotation. I mean, just think about what activism typically involves. The environment, climate change, PETA, you name it. They all tend to be left-wing wackos for the most part, but what if I told you there was a right-wing activist out there who actually does something good? Well, his name is Scott Pressler, and you may have heard of him, but I kind of doubt it. He goes around to all of these cities that are literally smothering under the trash laying on the streets, and I don't mean the homeless people, actual trash, but he and other volunteers have cleaned up 6 tons of trash in Chicago and a whopping 50 tons in Los Angeles. That's a fully loaded tractor and trailer and a big box truck combined. I'm not talking space. I'm talking about loading these trucks with a total combined weight of those two trucks. That is a lot of garbage. All right, so I know you're saying, okay, Tommy, that's really nice, but how does that make him right wing? Well, because he understands the root cause for all of that trash, and it's liberal policies that are responsible for it. Now, he was in San Francisco last week, and while cleaning up some of that trash, he was accosted by one of those free thinkers that you and I have just really come to despise. The whole incident was caught on video, and I want you to listen to what this guy had to say.
Why are illegal immigrants more important than Americans? I'd like to hear an answer.
Why are
illegal immigrants more important than homeless people sleeping on the streets? Why do we in one of the biggest economies here in California take care of illegal immigrants, but our people are sleeping on the streets? I'd like to hear an answer to that. Why? Nobody can ever answer
that
question.
You...
Why don't people put American citizens first, but illegal immigrants get everything? And I hope you post this. I want this to go viral because I give a damn and I care about my community. My dad is a retired Navy captain. He served our country honorably. My grandfather is a retired Navy captain, and I'm doing my part to help our country because I give a damn and I'm going to fight for it. And I am 100% voting for Donald Trump on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. The Democrat Party does not put our people first. They put sanctuary cities first. They put illegal aliens first. They tax us. They tax our water. You can't even do laundry and shower on the same day. While Nancy Pelosi is getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, robbing our pockets, not doing anything for our people, not passing legislation, passing out pens like they're candy. Meanwhile, President Trump is signing United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, and he's signing trade deals, and he's cutting our taxes, and he's securing the border, and he's putting our veterans first. I am proud of President Trump, and I am voting for him because he's putting the American people first, period.
Wow. What do you think of that, folks? I mean, with a little editing, that could literally be a Trump for 2020 TV commercial or radio commercial. I couldn't have said it any better myself. I could have literally borrowed those words and relay them on this show, and it would have sounded like those are my own personal thoughts. Now, he sure sounds like he's from San Francisco, though, and he looks like any typical snowflake. He's got the long hair and that scraggly beard, but I mean, for all I know, he might even chain himself to a tree. I don't know. But on this topic, he's spot on. And then to stand in the middle of the street and say he's going to vote for Donald Trump, that took some guts. It really did. Now, I was half expecting Antifa to come charging out of an alleyway, swinging baseball bats and lobbing Molotov cocktails in every direction. And you know, the funny thing, when I was putting these notes together, autocorrect kept trying to change Molotov to Malathion. I suppose when dealing with some of these scummy liberals in their greasy and disgusting dreadlocks, though, getting sprayed with Malathion might actually kill some of the bugs. but anyway, this kid just literally hit it out of the park with one simple question. Why in the hell do we put illegal aliens ahead of our own citizens? This is all part of what America First actually means. Before we do anything else, we need to feed our own people. Stop sending all of this food and medicine to third world countries that don't give a damn about us until we have enough to go around here first. If there's any left, then send it to others. Take care of our own first. Stop exporting all this gas and oil to other companies until the price of a gallon of gas is back under $1 a gallon here. Then we can export it to others. Now, Scott approached this the right way. He didn't start out making a statement. He asked a question. You'll get a lot more attention by asking a simple question because it makes people think. So, let me ask you this. Why in God's name are our politicians giving these illegals food, medicine, and housing when we have Americans sleeping on the streets? Why do they put them ahead of our veterans? It's just totally wrong. Now, I realize that some of these homeless people actually choose to live this way, but for the most part, they do not. They've just fallen on hard times and end up losing everything they have. If I got into a serious car wreck and couldn't work for a year, I'd lose my car, my house, my cabin up in the mountains. And no, insurance wouldn't pay for it if I got clobbered by an illegal with no insurance. A lot of our homeless are veterans too, by the way. And there was an episode of 90210, this is reaching back, where Braden brought a homeless Gulf War veteran back to the house for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, that was my favorite episode. Now, I'll admit I watched 90210, but that was my absolute favorite episode. And the veteran was played by an actor named David Sherrill, who also played Skank in the 1986 cult classic The Wraith. That was the movie with Charlie Sheen where he came back from the dead with just this totally awesome black car and started racing all the guys who had killed him and running them off the road one at a time and then killing them. Very, very good movie. And David Sherrill's a very talented actor. And I actually called him Skank on set several years back and just totally freaked the entire cast and crew out. They were thinking I just called their star a very bad name. But he was really cool about it. He stopped and he said, yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. Really, really nice guy. But anyway, I'm willing to bet that this kid probably used to be a liberal until one day he just opened his eyes and saw the truth. You see, my friends, the truth is the one ugly thing that the left cannot fight back against. When they try, they end up like Adam Schiffhead in the impeachment trial, just lying his ass off and looking like a total and ignorant fool. And speaking of that moron, have you paid attention to his facial expressions when he goes off on one of his tirades? His eyes bug out of his head like a chihuahua with that scrawny face of his. He might actually be. He's not talking, he's yapping. Just like a chihuahua. And maybe Rush will pick up on this and start calling him a chihuahua instead of pencil neck. I mean, this guy is either on drugs or he's a total lunatic, but either way, he needs a mental evaluation. And I mean that in all seriousness. He is not fit for public office. But getting back to the original issue, we need to stop all of these handouts, period. End of sentence. We waste countless billions of dollars every year on everyone but ourselves, and it needs to stop. Now here comes crazy Bernie wanting to tax us even more. I spent a great deal of time in Canada when I was younger, my late teens and early 20s. So I know what socialism is like. I know what socialized medicine is like. And I've told you before, my ex-brother-in-law's father invented the plastic coffee cup. He's worth illions that I can't even pronounce, yet he and his family come to the States for medical treatment every year. No, we don't want that here. There's no place left to go. If you do that here, where are we going to go? There's no place else on earth that has the kind of medical research and technology that we have. And we have that because of capitalism and the free market. Socialized medicine will kill it. Stop bending me over and doing a body cavity search looking for more tax dollars, Bernie and your ilk. Look, if I choose to help someone out by giving to a charity, then so be it. But do not forcefully take it from me at gunpoint. I'm not the sheriff of Nottingham, and the liberals sure as hell aren't Robin Hood. And they're not robbing the hood anyway. They're robbing you and me to take care of the hood. So why then do these Democrat politicians foist all of the socialist crap upon us? Votes. Plain and simple. Promise more freebies, you get more votes. And they don't care about this country. All they care about is staying in power and wielding that power over the rest of us. And if you happen to disagree with their power and their ideas, they think you should be thrown in prison or even killed for it. Roger Stone is a good example of this. Do you realize that in most countries, questioning the Hollow Hoax is a felony? What I just said is a felony in some countries by calling it the Hollow Hoax? It's called Holocaust denial, and it can get you decades in prison. Canada, the European Union, all those socialist countries that Bernie loves so much will throw you in prison for pointing out that only 300,000 Jews died. And that, my friends, is what crazy Bernie and his henchmen want for this nation. And I say no mollyflogging way. They put criminals ahead of us. You and I work our asses off to pay our bills. These people come here and get the same stuff for free, and in many cases get even more than we do as taxpayers. What is wrong with this picture, folks? Now, I only work 3 days a week, but they're tough hours. I get paid well for what I do, but I'm 1099'd. I can't afford health insurance, and thank God I'm healthy. I fought off whooping cough twice and pneumonia 3 times on my own with no medication. But it's taken its toll on me, though. The last time I got pneumonia, my right lung filled with fluid. And it's just a miracle the gas seal in my left lung didn't fail as well. So now I have a lot of scarring that can make it difficult to breathe at times. I've got to be kind of careful what I do. I can still hold my breath for close to 4 minutes, but just getting up sometimes and walking around, I'll be fighting for air. But I had no insurance to go to the doctor and get an antibiotic to kill it off. But these illegals, these criminals, they get all of that care for free. And it sure isn't right. What is our citizenship worth? If someone just walks across the border with no citizenship or legal standing, no tax liability whatsoever, and is on the same level as you or me working our tails off. If you care more about the citizens of Mexico or Guatemala or South America, then get your butt on a plane and move there to help them. There. But don't you dare do it here in my country. Oh, and that's another thing. How many times do these people come here and say, in my country? Hey, if your country was so effing great, then move back there. We need to stop trying to take care of everyone else and start here first with Americans. Let's go back a few thousand years and take a look at history, shall we? What did Jesus say about all of this in communicating the gospel? To Jerusalem first, then Judea, then Samaria, then the outermost parts of the earth. In other words, start at home and take care of yourselves first. You take care of home first, and then if you're feeling generous or can afford to, try and help others. It starts first with us being healthy human beings. Then we help our family, and then our neighbors, maybe our friends. Then we help our community, our town, our state, and then our nation. Finally, if there's something left over, then and only then do we send it to other people in other countries, not before. And this is the same with our paychecks. Yes, those same paychecks that Crazy Bernie and all the other socialists want to steal from us at gunpoint. You're not going to cash your check and say, gee, what charity should I give to first? No, you're going to pay your bills first. The mortgage, the car, the lights, the heat. Then you might say, I'm hungry, so I'm going to buy some food. Then perhaps you might like a new pair of sunglasses. Splurge a little, go buy them. Then, after all is said and done, you might have a few bucks left. Then, maybe, send a check to the Humane Society, or the NRA, or your favorite charity. But not before. No. I need a friggin' roof over my own head first. Stop taking care of illegal immigrants before you take care of me. It's a safe bet that all of you listening to this show have at some point flown on a commercial airline, right? Well, what's the first thing they do? They show you that stupid film about crashing and deploying the oxygen masks. And what do they say? If that oxygen mask comes down, make sure you put yours on first before helping others. If I help that little old lady next to me first, then I pass out, is she going to get my mask on? No. Put your own mask on first and then help the others. We need to do that in America right now. Stop taking care of illegal immigrants before you take care of me. Give me my mask, damn it. How dare you rob me of the ability to breathe on my own by ordering me to place a mask on someone else first? Do you see how socialism works now? If you have 5 oxygen masks for you and your family, Bernie will take them all away from you and then divide them to everyone else. That is socialism. This country was never founded upon those principles, nor should it have been. We are a free nation, not a socialist nation. If you want socialism, then move to Canada or Venezuela or the EU, but do not try and instill it here. We're Americans. We are proud and we are free. And yes, Hillary, Bernie, Beto, and the others, we will fight you. That is what our AR-15s are for. And we will go to war against you if you attempt to take our freedoms, our liberties, and our sovereignty and try and turn it all over to the United Nations. We will fight you and we will defeat you. We will cast you back into the fiery pits of hell where you so rightly belong, each and every one of you. And that puts me at a perfect spot for a break. I'll be right back.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. I am back to continue the attack. I didn't mean to go off on a tirade before the break there, folks, but I'm just sick and tired of hearing all of this drivel about these people doing the jobs Americans won't. That's a load of garbage. The fact of the matter is, they'll do those jobs for wages Americans can't afford to work for. Go to areas where there are no dark immigrants and you'll see what I mean. Now, back in the early 2000s, I did my last project as a general contractor up in the Hamptons. And I actually worked out a deal with the owner to live in the house as we were renovating it. So I actually got to live in the Hamptons for about 6 months. And while that's cool and all, living two doors down from Julie Andrews and Blake Edwards, that is not the reason for my bringing this up. My message is twofold. First, I pulled a Mexican. I was able to do the job for much less than the locals could because when it was all over, I came back home to the Carolinas. Just like they come here, they undercut our jobs and go back to wherever it is they came from. And I made enough off of that job to not work for 7 years. That's how I became an actor and a politician. The local contractors couldn't compete with my pricing, just as we as Americans can't work for the same wages as these invaders do. And the second part of this is that I had to come back here every other week to pick up my mail and pay my bills. So I routinely drove the Shenandoah River Valley via Interstate 81. And I'd stop in for gas and food, and at that time the Mexicans had not yet invaded those areas. Although now, sadly, they have there as well. Pretty much this entire country now is saturated with them. But I would stop in at the Arby's at Exit 14 in Pennsylvania, and the place was full of Americans. Most were white, a few were black, but they were all smiling and glad to have their jobs. Get these leeches out of our country, and you will once again see Americans working these jobs. As I've shared with you in the past, I currently work 3 days a week putting out community newspapers, and it allows me to interact with the entire community. And one of the things that I've noticed is that in the higher-end communities, there are several times more companies cutting lawns. In the cheaper neighborhoods, it's two or three, and they're all Mexicans. But in the expensive communities on the lakes, now there might be a dozen or more. And several have American-sounding names with no imports doing any of the work. These are American-owned companies using American workers. And the people are willingly paying more to have their lawns mowed by Americans. If you want to start a new company, give it a patriotic name, slap an American flag sticker on the side of your car, and hit the high-end neighborhoods. Make a killing. Why? Because everyone is fed up with the substandard crap from these people, and those who can afford to do so are now dealing with American-owned companies. I'm watching Hispanic-owned business after Hispanic-owned business in my community going under, and they're being bought out by Americans. They're being bought back by Americans. Oh, God, if only we could do that with our hotels and get them back from the Indians. And they're being reopened, and they're flourishing. And the reason for that is because there's an invisible backlash against these businesses. People are tired of them and their attitudes. Now, about 2 years ago, I was trying to deliver papers into an alley. For some reason, the neighborhood was built with an alley down the back, which is common, but instead of having the mailboxes and the tubes out front on the street, they were on either side of this alleyway. But one day, the alley was blocked by the Mexican lawn mafia. I mean, they literally had the entire alley just blocked because it was only like 12 feet wide and they had this truck right in the middle. So I got on my PA and it's, you know, for the entire neighborhood to hear, asked them why they're blocking the road. It's illegal here in North Carolina. And about that time I pulled up to him and the chief wetback just kind of shrugged and said, "Hey man, it is what it is." Well, they haven't done it since, and I didn't call in, but apparently one of the neighbors heard what was going on or tried to get in and couldn't, had to go around the block and call the company. Well, you see, that's what happens when you actually take a stand against these scumbag invaders. Americans are sick and tired of these illegal invaders overtaking and essentially running our nation. Come November, you will see this reflected in the polls. Trust me, as Democrat after Democrat is voted from office, the peasants are peeved, and they're picking up their pitchforks. A lot of peas there, but it's true. The Equal Rights Amendment has failed in the courts, and now Trump has his eyes set on the Voting Rights Act, which has given preferential treatment to minority voters for 53 years. Section 5 was overturned in the courts already, and as Section 2 goes the way of the dodo, we'll be back on an even playing field, and once again, our votes will count equally. I cautioned you several months ago about Trump being the last Republican president under current Democrat-favored laws and rules. But this may just reset the clock for us to take this country back without a civil war. Now, we can only hope. I mean, let's face it, none of us actually truly wants to have to go to war. Now, it's always an option. I mean, I would much rather have this settled amicably. I don't want to have to go and start taking this country back by force. But if the Democrats don't change, it's going to happen. Every day, I'm getting more and more angry just looking at the stunts that Schiff and all of his cronies are pulling. And it's not stopping. It's not going away. They're not getting the message that the American public doesn't want it. And they keep it up day after day after day. And I know I'm not the only one. At some point in the near future, somebody is going to break. And that first shot fired to be heard around the world in modern times is going to happen. They've got to stop. The American people do not want socialism. And they sure as hell don't want communism. But people like Bernie just can't understand that. They can't get it through their thick heads. But this is America. If you want to have a job in a communist country, go move there. And good luck seeing if you can get elected to office. No, you'll be a peon just like everyone else. And that's what they're trying to shove down our throats. And we don't want it. And the time is quickly drawing where we will take a stand. Now, we've got 4 more years. What happens after that, I don't know. We should regain the House. We should retain the Senate, and we should retain the White House. And if they don't get off their asses and fix it in those 4 years while we have a chance, then yeah, this country will be beyond fixing with no choice but to go to war to take it back. But hopefully, we have enough politicians on our side now that are starting to see the writing on the wall to get this rectified peacefully. And on that note, I shall end this episode peacefully. Folks, I got 2 more shows until show 300. The 300th episode will be coming out in 3 weeks. I've been coming to you loud and clear for the past 6 years. Where's the time go? I don't know. I've had just so much fun doing this show for you, being here every week and going over this stuff. That's a good milestone. 300 shows, that's really good. I'm feeling good about that. Hopefully I got at least another 300 more out in front of me. And as always, my friends, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Stay safe, stay free, stay aware, and stay awake. But by all means, stay tuned, because I'll be back here next week. Until then, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. Thank you.
are illegal immigrants more important than Americans? I'd like to hear an answer.